Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Helpful Snowman with special guests Jack Peter Branko III and even specialer guest Peter David Dirk.
Guest.
And myself, regular host Alex Dunbaugh.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show, Peter.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
I always thought when I was a kid, I was trying to argue with my mom over whether I should be me the third. Because my grandpa was named Peter, whatever his fucking other names were. And so was his son.
Bartholomew.
Yeah,
Orville.
But I didn't know you had to have first, middle, and last to be the same. So we had a brief argument over that when I was probably 10.
You wanted to be the third?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I'm the third.
Yeah, it's
and
not.
Not at all.
It's not a healthy distinction.
Everybody was pissed off that you didn't name your son Jackson Peter Branko IV.
That, I mean, yes, I got that a lot.
Your son would have been the fourth?
He would have been
Jackson's
the fourth.
Oh, you're the third. Gotcha.
I chose not to go that route.
It's all coming together.
Welcome to the show, Peter David.
Sorry, I just walked in off the streets. Nice. I did see today, got a little depressed, to be honest, because something that depresses me a lot is I saw a van, and you know how you see a new car and they put like the year and the price and those big yellow bubble letter stickers and stuff? Mm-hmm. And I saw this fucking wood paneled van, and it had the big stickers and it said 1990 on it.
Okay.
This was someone's brand new van that they purchased, and it's fucking 20 years old.
21.
21
That's
years old.
That's really sad. I mean, it brought me down.
Because their life is so sad?
That someone would advertise something 1990. That's crazy. Why wouldn't you go for 94 and just pretend?
Some people, this is probably a big break for them.
Yeah, sure.
Them and their four kids and the one who's handicapped, so now they can wheel them into this van.
Yeah.
This is like great for them. Don't be depressed. Be happy for them.
I can't do it. 1990 is too... There shouldn't be the big bubble letters.
Yeah, that's
fair. They shouldn't be like, this is amazing.
What year do you want it to start where it's like...
Yeah, where's that? It's got to be in the same century.
Yeah.
Got to be.
2000.
But 2000 isn't a lot to ask.
You don't see a lot of...
I graduated high school in 2002. I shouldn't have the same car anymore.
It kind of depends on, the
socioeconomics.
Well, that...
Okay, if it was like a 1970, something awesome.
Exactly. It depends on the car. Yeah. Like a 1990 Ferrari, sure. Yeah, I'll take that.
I would do that because that's interesting.
But a 1990 E350 Ford van? Yeah,
right.
No, I don't
it was one of those... what were those fucking things called? They had like the little... It was kind of like if you combined a drawing of a house a kid did and a swastika. A Plymouth. A Plymouth
if you
van.
Hadn't run, like, wow, this show's getting dark fast.
Wow.
I'll see if I can
a house
remember.
With a giant swastika
well, what
on
is this?
It? Peter's
like
childhood.
Pentagon?
Okay, so for 500.
It has like something like this, and then inside
no, it
it's
is,
like,
yeah,
I don't
Plymouth,
know, something like this.
And you're right, most of those times.
It was not a swastika.
I want everybody to know who's only listening. Peter just drew a swastika, something like this.
But he didn't finish it.
A semi-swastika, yeah.
Okay, now he's finishing it.
You know what the trick was to drawing swastikas in school? You just draw this, and then you're like, oh, fuck. And then you're like, oh, wait.
Square.
Yeah, it's happiness.
I'm just playing Foursquare in my mind, using my imagination. So that brought me down a little.
It's funny for me that for cars or for anything, really, you've got anything super old is classic and history-making. Anything in the middle is a piece of shit, and then anything new is great. Is that a moving scale?
Yes.
Did people think
constantly
that, like,
sliding.
Mustangs were in the 85, were they like, oh, that 65 Mustang's a real piece of shit, but now it's like classic and wonderful?
Yeah, well, actually, there's the Colorado is, you get 25 years, and then you get the classic
I have seen
plate.
Those classic plates on the worst
so
cars.
If you think about that right now, 25 years.
That van is a few years away from classic status.
That's insane.
Yes, exactly. Can you think of any 1986 car that should be considered a classic?
My wife is a couple years away from being classic.
That's
awesome.
Very true.
You no longer have to pass emissions.
Yeah, you'll be emissions exempt.
I'll get you a nice license plate.
That's what in Colorado, because if it's over 25, you get the collector. It says collector's edition or something.
Right.
Which I'm a little opposed to that term, because I don't think it's a collector.
Anything
just
that's
old,
old is automatically collectors.
Here's
I've seen
the
it on
deal.
Some pieces of shit.
They get those just so they don't have to pass emissions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's why you see the guys with the really nice cars, and then you see the absolute piece of crap Ford truck. And he just doesn't want to pass emissions, probably because he can't.
Totally.
I'm just saying they should change the plates to just be like, 25 years or something like that. Just so I don't have to...
Just old?
Just like on the road, 25 years. Yeah. Look out.
I should call the DMV probably and make a suggestion.
I think the concerned citizens are always welcome at the DMV. Well, they'll hear you out.
Yeah, they'll be open to it.
Anytime you can make them more money, though, I'm sure they'll be
That's true. I'm like, we could change all the plates. Give those guys in the prison something to do. Is that real? Do they really
still
do that?
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
They also, actually, they have prison people to this day still making American flags. How ironic and wonderful is that? That like prisoners are literally sewing together and making American flags.
That I didn't know prisoners could sew.
Land of the free. They can.
What a good skill for them to learn. That'll be very helpful on the outside.
They have to count all of the needles.
I guess they're good with needles.
Yes.
So they know. Yep. It's a natural
But that's where
fit.
They're getting the needles for the tattoos.
That makes tattoos in American actually, flags.
Okay.
Well, they could tattoo. Maybe that's what they should do is give them real tattoo equipment.
I agree.
Then they wouldn't have these shitty prison tattoos, and when they got out, they could be tattoo guys.
And
then
not have one of the explain, only skills
hey,
you
what
have.
Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my... As a prisoner, you're not going out to be an accountant, but you can certainly become a tattoo artist.
Tattoo. I've never asked for my tattoo guy's criminal.
Yeah.
Oh, did you do crimes? You did? All right, forget it.
Yeah, I'm out. Yeah. Sorry.
Never mind.
Do you have your PhD?
I want this bad, but not that bad. Yeah. Is to let a criminal touch my body.
The only thing I'm ever concerned about is when they open that little needle bag, if it looks... And all they could do, they would just have to put it back in and then open it for me.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, clean needle, I'm okay.
Do you always wonder about that? Like, if some guy, you know, because they always say, make sure they open the bag fresh. Right. But if some guy just had it loaded and he's like, I swear to God, I just loaded it.
You'd blame him.
I don't think I'd have the guts to be like, I'm going to need you to get another one.
Yeah. Like, sorry. Sorry, Paco.
I'd have to just be like, well... Okay. Super hope you don't give me a disease, but okay.
And if you do, hope it's just hepatitis.
Yeah, just yeah. I was just going to say.
A or B, too, is the top. Yeah. C, nah.
Which is the one
worried.
That damages your liver. You can't get rid of very easily. Not that one.
Yeah.
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 Excuse me. Well, which one's the one you have, Peter? I don't want that one. That's the bad one.
Which ones?
Sorry.
Got kind of a cocktail of hepatitis.
Ooh. Hepatitis.
Nice. Peter's got a hepatitis shirt he wears.
Yeah. That's pretty great. It's kind of a party I have every year. No one leaves happy. Do you guys ever go to a tie-dye party?
Only in school when it was like required, sort of, where they're like, everybody bring a white shirt, rubber band the shit out of them. This is going to be fucking great.
Wasn't that awesome at school how they were like, it was good training for working in an office, though, where you had required parties.
Dumb shit that you didn't...
Get ready to have fun doing something you don't want to do.
You'll need this, 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 and this. You're going to have to bring a permission slip, $10, at least two pairs of socks. Do not forget the rubber bands.
Yeah.
See you on Tuesday.
I can honestly say I've never done this.
Tie-dye?
What did you do?
It's not worth it.
You went to Denver Public School,
yeah,
so you went through
why.
Like fucking x-ray machine.
Oh, so they were like, well,
metal,
we could tie-dye.
My day
no
consisted...
green, no blue,
yes,
no red.
Exactly. My day consisted of trying not to get shanked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're alive.
Yes, I made it.
So you graduated.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I think I have one scar, so, you know, that's pretty,
they just
good,
say,
actually.
That was
you
from
can...
an ex-girlfriend, too. It had nothing to do with gang-related violence.
Yeah, slightly gang-related, but...
She was
know,
a slight gang member?
Slightly.
She was gang-related.
Michelle Gonzalez.
Michelle Rodriguez.
That I wouldn't mind.
There's probably a lot of those,
isn't
right?
Is she gay?
I have no idea.
Does that matter?
And I don't
yeah,
really care.
That's what I thought. Okay. So...
So, I have something. Oh, I also got brought down today because
oh,
so
yeah,
I
your sadness.
On,
okay.
Yeah, we're still talking
yeah,
about
sorry.
That. I'm not done.
Let's get back to your sadness.
I got on iTunes today, and there's a funny thing. You can look at the site for this show, and then it says, people who subscribe to this also subscribe to.
Right.
Oh, and the man. Only show on there was Radiolab. You guys ever heard that?
I have not heard of it in my life.
I listened to one today. It was about like a girl who was deaf,
okay.
Maybe blind.
Okay.
No, she couldn't talk.
She didn't have her left leg.
Let's
wait a minute,
say
no cancer.
She was in a wheelchair, and
right.
Then at the end, whatever her problem was, wasn't a problem anymore. Somehow they fixed
they
it.
They fixed it, okay.
And I was, you know, touched. And
right.
Then I was like, what the fuck are people who listen to that listening to this for? How are these related at all?
Maybe
wait
we're truly helping people.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Because they see helpful and they're like, maybe.
How many, wouldn't that be even better if some, like, I don't know, housewife who was, like, having trouble with her two teenage kids was like, helpfulsnowman.com, let me
oh,
check
yeah.
this out.
Maybe they'll have some good tips.
So. racism sprinkled in with sexism and poop stories. Yeah.
You do hear a lot, like every podcast, eventually you'll read a letter that's like, "Hey, Tom, your podcast is the only reason I didn't commit suicide. Oh, thank you so much."
Have you gotten that letter from me yet?
I haven't gotten it from anyone yet.
Oh, it's on its way.
Well, yeah, once you get lower, and then you need to come back up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Jack. I'll just say yes okay. to that.
I don't know if that letter is legit, though. I've sent 100 of those letters. None of them are true.
Do you just want to get your name mentioned?
Yeah.
What? Okay, this is a good question. For you guys, what is the best thing that your name and your like letter has ever been published in? Have you ever written to like a magazine or a news story or TV or a website or anything where you're like, I hope they publish my letter and my name?
Letter. Like a letter of like, hey, you guys said this. I say this.
No, like a comment. You know how like on CNN they're
what was yours? You give us.
Okay, yeah. Mine was.
Was yours Thor?
Yeah, mine was Thor. Mine was when I was like 13 and I wrote into Thor and they like printed my letter and I bought like 3 copies and I was like, I got my letter and nobody fucking cared. My family didn't care. I had no real
dirty
friends.
I was excited. You framed it.
That's true. You were excited. Yeah. I did frame it. I was
proud.
So excited. Thank you. You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Do you have...
I really don't have
you
one.
You a letter?
No, not a letter.
Not a letter hack.
Nah.
I wrote one to Wizard magazine.
Did you get it published?
Yeah, and it was.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it wasn't even a letter. They had this little column of basically like people on the internet saying bad things about us. And mine was some shit about. I still remember it was about. They were complaining that they released like an X-Men DVD, X-Men 1.5, and how it was bullshit because they were, you know,
milking
just getting
people
money
for yeah.
And I was like, that's a pretty tall criticism coming from a magazine that's a fucking comic criticism and releases multiple covers. Boom! You know?
Like, zing! Worst part is that was one of the best ones they got, so they published it.
It was
like,
published.
Peter Dirk of Greeley got us.
And then I was fucking embarrassed even then. So that I guess
you didn't frame
the best being the only... No.
See, I think you
I
were...
don't even own it, yeah.
I wish you did.
I did send my picture into one of the off-roading magazines in my Jeep.
Nice.
And they showed it in the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Jackson Denver, his Jeep, blah, blah, blah.
Did you have your tits out like all the girls on the front?
No.
On the yeah, you were like leaning against
No, this magazine actually doesn't know people are allowed.
Oh, these aren't
pictures.
Low riding really? Jeeps.
No, no,
these
no.
These are regular riding okay. or probably
lifted,
higher.
Lifted, yeah.
This is one of those fancy real magazines for
yeah.
automotive
and people actually probably, you know, are getting off more on the Jeep than any human in the pictures. So.
I bet there's a math of like the higher the car from the ground, the greater the clearance, the less breasts in the magazine.
Probably. You don't right? see a lot of like 4x4 titties.
You know, well, yeah, there are magazines that have pretty good women to car ratio.
Okay.
In
this lifted world.
Yeah, but the magazine caters to both the lifted and the lowered trucks. It's just a generalized truck and SUV magazine. So
nice.
Your theory could possibly be correct.
He doesn't mean to shit on your idea, though.
No, yeah. No, because the more and more I think about it, the more and more I think the women are mostly with the low-riding trucks as opposed
True.
To the lifted trucks.
Yeah.
Mostly because they, you know, look extremely short and probably oddly shaped.
That's true.
That's
if a
true.
Chick was
a real
sexually leaning
lady,
up against,
yeah.
like,
being a low-rider and you look tall.
Tall.
That's
you look 5'10".
I never even thought about that.
The Mexican
pounds.
Chicks you see on the covers when
yeah,
you're in Hastings,
oh my God, it's all
they're like 5'2", but they look like sexy and long.
Yeah.
But if they were next to like Jack's Jeep, you'd be like, what's wrong with that little girl?
Yeah.
Who's Why isn't her clothes?
Her legs aren't even the same way.
She's a little dwarfish.
Yeah. That's your thing.
Maybe. I thought when I was a kid, based on those magazines, I'm like, maybe I'm into low riders.
It convinced you?
Oh, yeah.
You were like, there's a tinkling going on. I don't, perhaps.
There's a culture here that warrants exploration, if nothing else.
That's where you got your scar from
high
school.
It's not just about cars.
Yeah.
Guys.
Turns out, you were wrong.
Yeah, I was wrong. I'm not into low riders at all.
Even living here in Greeley?
I mean...
Shockingly, it doesn't get you more into it being surrounded by it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I'm not really sure what the point is, I guess. Seems like a lot of work to me to lower something, but why?
Yeah.
And how come there's no, I don't know, just respect for, this is riding at the appropriate level.
You want it to
factory.
Be factory
yeah.
set.
Yeah.
You're like,
factory
they
settings.
Did a lot of research. They have an R&D department, okay? They know how tall your car should be.
Well, and also, if you're going to, like, shoot somebody, or maybe you have to drive over a motherfucker, once in a while.
Who hasn't?
As I've said in many of my albums.
Yeah.
Drive over, motherfucker.
You can't do that in a lowrider.
Well, you could. It actually
push them along. Yeah. Like a snowplow.
It'd be like a snowplow. Yeah, exactly.
They would stop your car. Hit them with the bottom of your like bumper and be
like,
"Have
to reverse." That's embarrassing.
You'd be centered out, just teetering over them.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, this didn't work out.
And now my car's stuck. Crap.
Yeah, I don't know. I was never. It turns out I was not into the cars.
No, Jack actually is pretty into the cars. How did you get into the cars?
You know, I don't know. It just kind of happened. It must be one of those things.
Good. I'm glad I asked that question.
Yeah. I know you guys are all looking for some in-depth speech that's going to make you cry.
Killed my father or saved his life. And since then.
Yeah, something.
No.
That's fair.
A wrench got into my hand and it worked.
And it felt right.
Yeah.
Just like when the cock got into Peter's hand.
It felt good.
Fits. I did. I was thinking we had a show where we talked about a creationist science fair. And they were talking, you know, they always argue like a banana is meant to fit someone's hand and that's why God exists.
Oh, my God. Ah, oops. I didn't intend to. No, I don't remember that.
I always think about a cock, too, because I'm like, that's like a banana, kind of.
So you're saying God created cocks to go into everybody's hand. Your argument that God likes homosexuals.
I'm not going to say
male homosexuals.
Well, so what are you saying? Breasts are made to hold for everyone. I mean, they're so squeezable. Girls want to squeeze them, too.
Yeah, but they don't fit in the hand.
Some. So you're saying God didn't make flat girls?
I'm saying, what if they're real big?
Yeah, that...
Or repulsive.
I don't like the... You know, what if you squeeze and there's excess booby tissue?
Or zitty.
You're
both judging God's creations.
Yeah.
Or what about the dinner plate nipples that are just like...
The areolas that are... And how about when there's the no-colored areolas, so it's just breast and then nipple, and you're like,
that's
nothing's
alien
a different
shit.
Color.
Babylon that's, 5.
It's all the... Oh, my God. It's crazy. Or like the purple ones. You're like, when the fuck? I mean, it's weird.
Yeah. That reminds me of being, I don't know, low on oxygen.
Purple, you're like, your breasts are being strangled.
Yeah.
Take that bra off now.
They have low
this isn't
blood
a sexual
flow.
Thing.
You need to fix yourself.
Yeah. Something's not
stop
right.
Smoking.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Those are very nice, but before we go any further, I'd prefer if you got checked out.
Peter's like, whoa. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Hey, really, yeah. Safety first with Pete. That's why he wears a helmet when he makes love. He wears those little fishy things when you're like in the water. The floaties.
Devices.
He wears floaties, a helmet, and a condom on every toe.
I hope not knee pads, though. That'd be a little awkward.
No.
Yeah. That'd
I
be
don't
weird.
Do that. There's no reason. I'm not going down on anyone anymore. I'm 27, okay? Not 15. That's not happening anymore.
Don't tell me finger blasts are out now, too, in your sexual rotation.
I did tell a little lie the other night that got believed on accident.
Oh, I'm excited to
hear. I was like, because I got new screws put in my jaw, which was horrible.
That
and
sounds
I was like,
awful.
Yeah, can't go downstairs because it'll get infected.
For how long? How much time did you buy?
What did you claim?
Oh,
that
I
you
just
couldn't...
said, you know,
oh,
a
you
week
left
or
it
something.
Open.
Yeah.
Nice.
But then I immediately, the next day, we were talking about it, and I was like, you thought that was true? That was complete bullshit. Oh. I was just making a joke.
Was this to the lady, your paramour?
No, this is just some lady at work.
Yeah.
So, it was, yes.
All right. I thought maybe it was to a guy friend, you dickhole. Yeah. My point is, was she like, oh, this isn't going to work? You were like, I can't go down anymore. She's like, we're breaking up. And you're like, I was just kidding. I'm sorry.
It was just in conversation.
Okay.
It wasn't in the heat of the moment
or
anything.
Oh, I didn't know if you guys
it wasn't
were like
me
ready,
saying,
like...
I'd love to do that, but I can't.
Okay.
I was just like, oh, by the way, can't do it.
That's hilarious.
But then it wasn't true.
How does that come up in conversation, though?
For me, it's almost all of the conversation.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Why does this exist? That's pretty much I don't know. I don't know. I don't mind it so much, but you know.
That's good. I'm glad that you're a proponent of going down.
Well,
even with screws.
It's usually worth the time. There's very few things that I could invest that amount of time in to get the amount
that
of
return. Will pay off that well. I'm
that's
with
true.
You. 100%.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
7 minutes, 4 minutes of work at work is not a great return. If I got paid to work 4 minutes, it'd be like
totally.
Cents.
You do feel pretty good about it when you get that that final curtain you're looking for. You're like, I'm all right. I was blessed with a tongue and fingers.
The tornado.
That would be
tongue.
Too bad if you lost a tongue. What would you do?
I like it.
Well, I meant when you went down on somebody.
Oh,
Just shout in.
I bet you there would be a prosthetic tongue pretty quick.
Yeah,
in that equation.
That's probably true.
That would be.
God, and what would the liquid be, though?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it's a little grosser than saliva.
I'll reduct some tear ducts or.
Yeah, that could work.
They have that crappy lube that's never, like, right.
But you wouldn't taste it, though. So you wouldn't know. It wouldn't be crappy to you.
Yeah, that's true.
It'd just be lube.
Yeah, you got to experiment with the lubes.
Well, I'm sure you'd have to, like, take your tongue out and wipe it off and clean it after you were done.
Yeah. I do that anyway.
What's
Purell. I gargle Purell. Yeah. It's my own mixture.
That's nice. Good. A little bit of bleach. Patented. Just a little bit of bleach.
Yeah. Just to your eyes water.
It's when you know it's okay. That's how you know. It's perfect. It's like, you know how when you gargle and you're it hurts, but you're like, well, this is getting it clean. This is a good burn.
A good burn.
Yeah, that's Peter's.
A good burn.
The good burn. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like
that
herpes.
Might be tonight's title.
The good burn.
The good burn. The good
burn. So we've got a couple months now. I put up a thing on the website.
You have a website?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go ahead
and... It's CletusVanDam.com. No, it's... I put a thing up, HelpfulSnowman.com, mm-hmm. about getting an intro for our show, because I'm not saying that we're violating copyright with all these other songs, but...
You're not saying that as well.
I'm not saying anything about it.
Okay. Good idea.
And I'm not saying that that's the entire reason for this. So I put up a thing, and I was like, hey, listen... I'll pay you. We'll have a contest. The winner gets $50. By entering the contest, you give us the right to play your song one time so we can evaluate it.
Right.
And then if your song is selected as the best, $50. But then I get to play it in perpetuity.
Right.
You know, I don't own it. But
you can play it however many. Yeah, I like that.
So I got some responses, and I thought maybe you guys could help me evaluate.
I like it. Are we going to rank these for you, or how many are you going to play? How many did you get?
I think I have five. Well, awesome. Let's see. Six.
Sweet. Six songs.
Yeah. Sweet. But I mean, some of them are pretty fucking terrible.
Are they in different genres? Do you have like a country one and then like a rock one?
You know, I didn't specify. I kind of said, you guys, you know, you're the musicians.
Right.
It's like when someone built my wonderful home, said, you're the architect. If you think darkness and horrible wood is the thing to make this place come alive,
don't forget bugs,
then pick that. You know, and I got the similar results. So, I guess I thought we could just listen to them and you guys could tell me what you think of them.
I like it.
Sounds good.
Okay. And I got emails along with them too, so I thought I could tell you, read those so we have a little background.
Perfect. Are you going to read them before or after you play this?
First.
Okay.
So the first one is called Young and Funked Forever.
Sweet.
Yeah. Okay.
Catchy title.
Hello. Here's an MP3, 128 kilobytes per second. That's real important information.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially since we're not recording on that level, so it won't matter. Here's an MP3 of my entry in your internet radio station contest.
This person is serious business.
It's titled Young and Funked Forever, and other than the vocal at the beginning, it's a drumline intended for dancing, which is... right up my alley.
That is good.
Everybody who listens to Helpful Snowman needs a little dance before.
Yep. I want to get people dancing. I can send it to you in 320 kilobytes per second as well. So if I need a new... Yeah.
Perfect, perfect.
If the lower rate one is not suitable. The 320 kilobytes per second is close to 9 megabytes in size, guys.
Oh, God. That's more than 8.
Pretty gigantic.
That's taking up a lot of width or length.
Yeah.
Or something.
Kind of both.
Yeah.
So here's, let's see, Young and Funked Forever.
All right.
Now keep in mind. Did you say money?
I think it was money. Ready. Ooh, samba.
Was that the vocal?
We just went from money? Like slow to fast.
That. It's like that dubstep business or something. Now let me ask you guys this, though. Because I feel like, well, I'm 100% sure that no one who entered this actually has listened at all.
Well, I was going to say, what the fuck does this have to do with your...
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
With being helpful or a snowman.
You know, it would be a good way to evaluate this. You know, we do like the intro to the show. Maybe we could try like an intro.
Okay.
With this song. Okay. So which one of you guys feels up to it?
Jack, you
wants
take
to
this
go.
One.
You go first.
Okay.
Then
I guess
Alec,
I'll
then
take
me.
This one.
Perfect.
Perfect.
So just do, I mean, whatever you think the vibe of this encourages. You ready?
Yeah.
It'll say money again, which is my favorite part so
well,
far.
Money, I'm going to let it go money, to money before.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you ready? I should not say, are you ready?
Anyways. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Elfful Snowman Radio Podcast. To my left is Alex Stumbaugh tonight.
Money, 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 money.
Directly across from me,
are
of course,
you ready,
you know,
ready?
I'm money.
Peter Dirk. It doesn't fit,
no.
I gotta say.
It's a little rainforest cafe for me.
Do you guys
me.
Remember it's... when your parents bought the first keyboard in 1990 and you could press a button
and
it would start very playing
nice. We had a demo,
That was the fucking music from that keyboard.
Lacked a little something.
Mm.
Okay. Like,
but you know, for 10 seconds of his work, honestly, he put more effort into the letter, I'd say.
Yeah, he sounded, I thought it was
very
be
technical.
Fantastic.
Yes. Technically, real good. Mm. Okay. Here's number two. Now, this is from somebody we sort of know. The email says...
I'm glad you said that so I don't make fun of it really badly.
I thought I'd give you the opportunity. So the email, or the song's One Nation Under Surveillance, and it says,
oh,
here
Nick
you
and
go.
Or.
P.S. If by some incredible circumstance this song wins, the composers have already decided to celebrate at Patrick's, a local bar, with all interested parties invited. And if it sounds like I'm trying to influence the judges, well, could be.
Oh, I like the honesty.
Yeah. There were no rules against cheating either. So, all right. Here's One Nation Under Surveillance.
Sublime.
Dancy.
Fun. Yeah. Although I feel like I'm in an elevator a little bit.
Like in SimCity 3000 elevator?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm digging this more than you guys. I'm ready for my intro.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let me just get restarted
right.
at the beginning.
All right.
Very good place to start.
Hi-o.
All right. Here you go.
Yeah. Welcome to Helpful Snowman. Everybody to my right is the Big Cheese himself, the Mac Daddy. Wacky to Backy Jackie. In front of me is Peter Big Daddy Dirk.
Money!
We're ready for a good time tonight. We're going to talk about the bitches. We're going to talk about the cheddar. We're going to talk about love.
Well, hey, everybody. So I had a bitch do a thing to me. A 90-90 van.
That's whack, brother.
Shut your mouth.
So far.
I'm just talking about Helpful Snowman.
Of the two.
For me, number two was where it was
at.
Yeah, I gotta go with number two as well.
Okay,
I felt
so
very
70s so far.
And I don't want to be racist, but very black.
Is the winner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Okay.
All right.
Which, in case no one knows, we are all black.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. I didn't specify, but Jack Peter Brakel the III, black.
Yeah.
Sounds German. It's not.
All right. Here's number three called Tut Tut. Check out the song Tut Tut by The Host Club. You can hear it at this website, which I'm not going to say.
Yep.
We can clip it down to whatever size you need. Thanks for your consideration. Now, I have to say, I'm a little biased against this one because it took me fucking forever to find it. And I had to clip it myself from the website.
You
had to
what yourself?
Clip it myself.
Oh, like they didn't send it to you? They just said, here, go find this.
Yeah. Here's our website, which it wasn't on that. So anyway, I'm a little upset with the...
Deduct a point for that.
Band.
Minus 10,000.
Here's Tut Tut.
A little Third Eye Blind for me already.
It started promising,
but
I
kind of like it.
Really?
What about?
Hold on. Oh well, now I can't. We can't talk over that.
Now, hold on. Maybe if we do, because
we need
see,
to like a solo area.
The vocals come in like I don't know, 17 seconds.
But we're gonna have to.
It's 15. So.
But we're gonna have to start like you start the song. Hey,
yeah,
before
I'll wait five. I'll have about five, and then I fade for five.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Helpful Snowman.
Oh, you just went right over Peter, you son of a bitch.
Okay, keep going.
Oh, we gotta talk before we gotta do
about five.
Yeah,
we
really
gotta
get in.
Go, we're gonna go fast.
Now, he's fading. He's fading. And we're there.
Oh, shit! It got right in there.
Shit.
So that's Tut Tut, King Tut. What do you guys think of that one?
If we could get a music-only track.
No, I feel like...
Yeah,
what's,
okay.
Who's that Sugar Daddy guy? Sugar Ray? Yeah, fuck that guy.
Let me tell you the problem I have with this, okay? Good. Then when we go down...
Guitars. Yeah.
There.
Oh, yeah, depressing. Yes.
Brings me right down to the ground.
It does. Really? You're right.
Yeah, I want to be up in the sky.
This is is this a love song? Did you listen to the whole thing?
No. I can skip ahead.
It is a love song.
I think they just wrote a song and then decided to offer it up to you. To have
they're trying to get their song
original. None of them say like
this is my song.
Snowman.com. They're all
that would be great.
That fit. Though. I liked it.
I could just record my own vocal track over the
and
top.
Then would you have to pay him $50 or would you just pocket it?
I think. Just pull a Vanilla Ice where he's like,
oh, yeah, he's like, no, I added a doo-doo at the end.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's not the same
theirs
as...
Theirs went like
it's like right there. That's where it's
actually,
different.
Actually, maybe I should just rip off Under Pressure. That's a really good song.
It is a pretty good song.
And if he could do that...
I just think you should do Rocket Man. I think you should just put Rocket Man at the beginning.
Okay.
All right.
So far, I think we're still with number two.
Number two.
I'm still with number two.
Okay. Here's number four. Where is this song? This is a really obnoxious email. I think this is the one that I didn't put a name on. It's just track one.
Okay.
Greetings. The name is Devereaux Zarius Spencer, and I heart keys. I make beats with Ableton Live Suite 8 on my MacBook Pro. If you'd like to check them out, check out this super long fucking URL.
At what point in this email did you want to punch that fucker right in the mouth?
Wait till you see. He included a picture.
Oh no.
I like Superstar. No. Is anyone aware of what that is?
I don't know what that means. Is that like American Idol, but in like Germany?
I have
Superstar!
No idea.
With
also
Klaus!
DJ, D-G-A-Y. J-A-Y. Music from the 80s, disco, house, dance, rock, hip-hop, and roll. Give me a call. He included his phone number. Two phone numbers.
He's hooking you up for a date with himself.
Looking forward to hearing from you. And then he did like an emoticon that I think is like a kitty or something. I was thinking you could use this for a bump or something in your show. So like a bump, so coming back from a break
which
we don't. You
took a piss, you're like, hey.
Well, all of our commercial sponsors just pay us anonymously, so we actually don't even have to.
Right. So here's his picture, if you guys want to take a look at that.
Oh, my God. Who's that guy who's...
John Legend.
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
Looks like a fucking
Lenny Kravitz, absolutely.
He thinks he's Lenny Kravitz, except...
It's not working.
No.
And a purple
it doesn't work
watch.
For Lenny Kravitz.
No, it doesn't.
And this is worse.
Lenny Kravitz. Did you guys see
like
the
asshole.
Purple watch?
No.
Look again.
Oh, nice. Wow.
That's purple.
Wow.
Imagine Lenny Kravitz
that's
if
like,
he had
I think the
fucked
vest.
Whoever he fucked to get famous.
Yeah, and I don't know how the
guy.
Fuck he...
He's like, this is a weird picture. Okay.
Okay.
Well, so you need to call Lenny Kravitz here. And see who he fucked.
Yeah.
And good luck to you.
And this might not be his track either.
Oh, well, don't. I don't want to make fun of somebody's track because of this douchebag.
Oh, here it is. I got it.
Okay, good.
AS. It's called Bump. We're in the city.
Wow.
Yeah, we're
this reminds
metro.
Me of Dr. Katz, the beginning of the TV show Dr.
I
Katz.
I bet the beats would be like.
If you add that.
Oh. A sudden twist.
Look at that.
Holy
well,
cow.
He got me. I didn't know Ableton Live Suite 8 could do this.
That's pretty fast.
Oh. Sounds like a postal service song.
Or if you were playing F-Zero in 1991.
Yes! Yes! I'm accelerating.
That's a little
going
more
the first
yeah, yeah, I feel like, jump. Oh, you missed. Oh,
you know what? I hate this game. Let's go backwards.
The blue car.
Okay. Oh, Captain Falcon, you'll never learn.
There's no way I can see that working in the beginning
of the show.
Does
someone want to try that one?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, here you go. Bump.
All right.
He likes to dance, though.
I gotta say, Al, I've never seen you dance like this before.
Yeah. Welcome to ElvisDomain.com. We got Peter the Funkmaster Dirk in front of me. We got Jack the Attack Brankle to my right. Welcome. We got some funk for you. We got some rock for you. And oh God, do we got some roll for you. Stay tuned, listeners.
I enjoyed your intro. But be that as it may, I just don't think, you know what? This guy is destined to be a star.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're going to want to deal with his legal
team.
No,
he's going to be such a diva. And you know what?
Yeah.
He, as he said, he likes, I like superstar. He's going to be superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, take off the purple watch, please.
We don't want to dance with him. In his
number
shadow.
Two is our winner still.
Right. Go get a nice silver watch.
Yeah. You look nice.
Okay. This is for a song called Scooter Love. Dear Gigs. It was on Craigslist under Gigs as well.
Okay.
Okay.
I have four tunes on iTunes published through Songcast. Three are very goofy and short. They might appeal to a large crowd. One sounds like club music, and that is why it is titled Club. Anyway, my artist name is Anonymous Mom. The songs are Scooter Love, oh, wow. which is the one we'll hear, and some other ones, including Mikey and Mom Song, which this isn't the letter. This is me talking. I listened to Mikey and Mom Song, and it sounded like her talking baby talk to her baby and her baby talking back.
What?
When you said Anonymous Mom, I was like, this is going to be like a 38-year-old mom who's bored at home.
Well, and if that's a song, this is a song.
Just this right now.
You can't just talk and record it, and it's like... music.
This is called Talky Talk Talk.
Yeah. This is called Anonymous Mom, the song.
Yeah. Wow.
Feel free to listen to my songs and let me know if you would like to use any of them for your contest. What type of show would you use it for? Which I've included all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is it news, gossip, Hollywood, all of the above? Or are you hoping to let the music inspire a show idea?
If by Hollywood you mean Roseanne Barr.
Yeah.
You can't get more fucking Hollywood than that.
Take a listen and let me know. I'd be interested in knowing more about the show as it might, again, go to the fucking website and look it up.
Yes, okay. Remember when you were talking about sadness earlier in the show? Remember that, everybody? Still listening? Good. Yeah, because this is making me sad because this is a seriously, this is just a woman at home who's trying to IM you and start a convo. She's like, I'm really interested. Let me know.
The rest of the letter is long. And she also, she just explains how to get to the songs, which I'm not going to do.
Yeah.
Because I don't owe her that. But she also said, I'm looking forward to your critique.
Wow.
So we can critique this song as well.
But is she actually going to listen? Because she didn't know who this was.
I don't know. Fuck her.
All right.
Okay.
Gotcha. Did she include a picture?
No.
Wow. Okay, then.
She should have.
It's actually Lenny Kravitz. Pete's throwing a curveball.
Oh.
So Anonymous Mom. Can I call you Anonymous Mom?
Yeah. Sure.
All right.
I'd say yes. Critique her name as well.
Okay.
This is Scooter Love, and it's only 30 seconds long.
That's not what I expected already.
You should not have taken a drink.
No, it sounds like it's from India. It sounds like George Harrison's later works.
Or 60s. Like I can see this in a James Bond movie where he was like walking through a casino hallway or something like that.
I feel like it's the beginning of a rom-com where the lead woman's walking through the hallway of the magazine where she works. Mm,
yes.
Well, listen to that.
Ooh.
That like horse clopping in the back. I'm just like,
those are coconuts.
That was a new song.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I was like, oh.
Like,
that changed tone big time.
So Scooter Love, what do you guys think?
I think that I was expecting it to be Scooter from Doug. First of all,
Skeeter.
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 Oh, I'm sorry.
Skeeter Love would be a much better song.
I was more excited about that.
That was some show, huh, Doug?
Yeah, Doug Funny.
And then later he had another show where his vest was more defined and he had cargo pants.
I did not see that show.
I never saw that one.
It was exactly the same.
I'm not surprised.
They were just older.
His family was so crazy, remember?
I remember his dad and his sister, but not his mom.
Just like your life, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Could you please call your mother? She misses you.
Eh,
that's why she leaves those rambling messages.
She's not good on the phone, yeah. I'll just drop by.
All right. That you know what? I figured it out. This is your mom.
This is my...
Your mom emailed this.
This is my mom. I killed myself.
She was... Listen, she just wants to connect to you.
Who was the baby she was talking to?
Oh, she has something to tell you, by the way.
Oh, she's got a new baby?
It's mine. I've got to tell Sarah this, too. This is awkward for all of us.
Well, what she has to tell me then is... We probably don't need to talk anymore.
You're not going to help raise your little brother?
I don't think so.
Also my son?
I think...
I named him Peter Alex Stumba. Not the second.
My mom's like
60.
Not the second. She needs to fly on her own.
And so I've heard.
Out of the nest, baby bird. Okay.
You know, that was... it sounded like the beginning of an okay song, but it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah it just... It sounded all right. It sounds very NPR to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does someone want to do a... So, take an attempt?
I'm not doing it. One of you guys has to take this one.
I don't. I'll give it a shot.
Okay. Scooter Love.
By the way, this is only a second. Sorry, done.
See, the dancing helps.
You only have about 20 seconds.
Oh. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Helpful Snowman.
You know, make it very calm. Be like, hello, everybody.
You know what explains that song? It was, instead of hey, it was good evening. Because that's the vibe.
It is very mellow and very momish. I've got Peter Deerhart Dirk in front of me. Oh, he's got some smuts on his face. Let me get that for you. All right.
Tonight we'll be talking about Turkey 911. Yeah. Do you have a turkey emergency? Call in.
We can help.
Did you know you can defrost a turkey in the dishwasher? Find out how. Turkey 911.
And finally, those stubborn stains on your countertop.
All right, so fuck that song then.
Yeah, it just was a lot of nothing.
Nah, that's not going to work.
Whole lot. Not even that much of nothing either.
That's true.
I wouldn't want to pay 50 for 30 seconds.
True.
It's more than a dollar a second.
Fuck you and not a mom.
Yeah. That's,
get a hobby.
That is a lot.
You're out.
All right, I apologize.
All right, here's the next email. And I'd like to point out that this did not include an attachment of a song either. So here we go. This is from Samantha.
Oh, Samantha.
I have a few songs, and I am a brilliant writer and pretty good singer, and I can act. And by the way, no punctuation or capitalization in this entire email.
Hey, buddy, if you were a brilliant writer and you could sing and you could act, you wouldn't fucking need punctuation.
Yeah,
either.
Okay.
That's beneath you.
I'm looking to get on the radio, R-A-D-E-O, which is...
It would be cool
I'm
if she meant that
about,
on
yeah.
purpose.
Because it's rad.
Yeah, it's radio.
Radio.
Peter's radio network.
I'm looking to get on the radio or in the media in any way possible with one S. It looks like I can help you, and you could help me at the same time in your situation. Please give me a call if you're interested.
Wow.
No phone number included.
Oh. Oh, it's okay. No. This person's clearly 11, so you don't want to be calling.
So, Samantha, no song, no way to contact you. You can't spell.
So, how'd you get
or
the song?
Write. There's no song.
Oh, so this is no, the this email? Is,
okay, so hold on. This is the song. How much?
Yeah,
how
you want to try that one?
Yeah. Do an intro for this one.
I'll give you a count in 3, 2, 1.
Hello. Welcome.
Welcome to the Sounds of Silence.
That's actually a Depeche Mode album.
Oh.
Copyright.
Well, shit.
Depeche Mode.
If I was just going to violate copyright all day, I wouldn't need to do this in the first place. Okay. Right.
By the way, how much empty airtime are we allowed to have?
Or is there no internet?
There's an allowance. I mean, we could try and see. I think it could go almost forever.
Yeah,
really? Yeah.
As soon as everybody turns off their fucking...
Because it's on the internet, right? So there's no laws, really.
No.
You know what drives me insane? When there's so much empty airtime, I start like pausing and fast-forwarding the fucking podcast I'm listening to because I think that my feed broke.
Oh, you do wonder.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm like,
what
this
the
thing?
Fuck happened? Yeah. I don't like that.
We try to avoid that. I don't edit, so... Whatever silent... I mean... Whatever silence is in there is in there for life. All right, here's the next song.
All right.
This is called Never Fallen, all one word.
Here's the worst part, though. Well, let's go back. Samantha's song would have been fucking epic.
Yeah. I'm guessing she would have won.
As she said, magnificent dancer, songwriter.
She's a
performs fellatio with the best of them.
Pretty good singer. Here's the problem. Mm. If you call yourself a brilliant writer and then 3 words later you spell pretty with one T, I have a really hard time. I mean, maybe she's a savant.
Maybe she is a pretty good writer. Maybe pretty.
Pretty?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
She's pretty good.
And radio?
Yeah.
Radio.
She's talking the talk.
Impossible with one S?
Yeah. She's talking the talk, but she's not emailing.
She's got an accent. She's writing an accent. Got a pretty good...
Yeah.
A pretty good writer.
Oh, maybe. I have a few songs, and I am a brilliant writer
maybe
and a pretty good singer, and I can act.
Yeah. I bet you it was
I'm
a country
song.
I'm
looking to get on the radio.
Radio.
I wouldn't mind a country song or like British rock.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty nice.
Okay, here we've got another one.
Okay.
Never Fallen. This song here has just about 30 seconds of intro time. Let me know if you like it. If not, I have 6 other albums you can choose from. Long
wow.
URL. Of course, I immediately just went to this song because I'm not fucking around
yeah,
like this all day.
To these.
Okay, you can't be bothered to clip your songs.
What's this person's name?
Leave me alone, Jeffrey.
Fuck you, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Is it spelled G-E-O-F-F-R-Y?
It is the butler from Fresh Prince. Here we go. Never Fallen. This is 5 minutes long, by the way. And it is supposed to sound like that.
I was just like, you compressed the shit out of that one.
Ooh.
Okay.
taking me back to my roots a little bit.
You have to, Pete, you have to do the intro for this one.
Yeah,
this is serious business.
Yesterday I drank a handy with my Uncle Ronnie. He told me about his addiction to weed, pussy, and money.
His addiction to weed, pussy, and money?
That's one addiction, yeah. Three branches. Does every black person have an uncle named Ronnie?
Yeah. Yes.
According to the hip hop,
it's not an unwritten law. It's actually written. It's
a
law.
True. Ronnie Jackson.
Ronnie must rhyme with a lot of shit because I feel like everyone's like, my Uncle Ronnie.
Giving me a Kalani.
I guess it sounds better than Uncle Ronald.
That's true. What
who
rhymes
looks
with
like
Ronald?
Donald Duck. Motherfucker.
Well, you just made it work.
I guess rhyming's not very hard in hindsight. If you have your whole life to make up one song.
That's true.
How hard could it be?
That's apparently pretty hard because these have all fucking sucked so far.
All right, let's try this one. See what happens. I hate this first 10 seconds.
Yeah, we have to clip that right away.
Start right there.
Yo, motherfucker! We're coming in from the Helpless Snow Fort! HelplessNowMan.com! Number one in the street! We!
What?
Yeah, no thanks.
No shizzy.
This, nice.
Well,
that one really didn't fit the, let's say, atmosphere of your show.
A song by Atmosphere would be nice if they're listening. But
they're not.
They're not, no. They have things to do like careers.
What's that?
I don't know. I keep hearing about them. Okay, we have one more song.
Sweet.
Hey, man, this is Justin responding to your ad. I have got a song in reply to your offer. I composed it today.
Ooh,
so maybe he actually composed it. Cool. Look forward to hear from you. Thanks.
Cool. I like that.
So this is from Justin.
A normal name. I like it.
Ooh.
Needs to get a little harder.
Yeah, it's a little U2-ish for me right now.
I was thinking the best mode.
Yeah, that's fair. You're right, it is pretty electronic. It's kind of 80s rock.
I'm going to skip forward.
Whoa!
Oh, it's the same. You can't even tell. Watch, I'll skip. You won't even know.
Seriously, that's all it is.
Oh, there's a little.
Ooh, listen to that. Yeah. Slight electronic.
Okay.
You know that one. I don't know about that one.
I don't think that's our show.
No. Yeah,
that's a show.
That's actually decent though. Yeah. Honestly, that guy's got some talent.
If Peter was talking about like beating cancer,
right?
Like, you know, or
hey, this is the beating cancer. Hang on.
Okay.
Hey everyone, I beat cancer. So can you?
Yeah!
Let me tell you how.
Woo!
Today's seminar, the 6 steps to get back on your feet, because you can't take a step until you're on your feet.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. That's it. Look at that. It's so good.
All right. Well, fuck that then.
Yeah, that was a little...
So I guess it's song number 2, right?
Wow, by default.
Is that it?
I think this is it. This one?
Wow. That might again just makes me realize you don't need an intro song.
Yeah.
Maybe, Maybe it's worth it to go to jail.
You know what?
What are they going to do? Put me in prison forever?
We should probably research that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, someone has to win this contest, right?
Not necessarily.
Unless we can come up with a song now.
Oh, that's true.
Well, we have absolutely no instruments or singing.
Yeah, we have no instruments or...
As far as I know of anything.
Singing or musical acumen.
If you,
you know what we could do, though? I never said when it ends.
Okay,
that's
true.
So we could just announce that this is the official
beginning.
Well,
first.
This is the first round.
Yeah, round one.
Okay, perfect.
Song two, so that's One Nation Under Surveillance.
Perfect.
So he will move forward
yes,
to compete
this is like
with
Idol.
The next round.
Yes.
Good thing.
Congratulations. Wow, good work, James and Ian. James and Ian.
Ian, your brother?
No, a different one.
Oh, I was all excited.
Maybe
was,
it's like, Ian.
Okay.
Like the famous one.
That's Ian McKellen?
Ian Ziering.
I don't know who that is.
The most famous Ian. From 90210?
No, that's before
Sorry.
My time.
All right, well, never mind.
All right, so.
I don't have time for this.
I can't help but keep glancing down at your paper, and I keep forgetting that you wrote a little Nazi house.
Yeah. So
every time I look down, it's a new swastika.
No, no, no. That's not a Nazi hat. That's the Plymouth sign.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And this is a Plymouth van.
That's a Plymouth van. 1990 Plymouth van. Do we need to rewind?
Blue with wood panels, too.
Start it up again.
It was a piece of shit. Let me tell you guys.
Wood panels.
Blue wood panels.
Sexy.
Big stickers. How fast would you take those stickers?
You know, okay. Question. This is hurtful. That was Sarah and I. We just bought a new good car. I was ready to announce our new car on Helpful Snowman. You hurt me. I'm not doing it now.
Well,
also,
I would love to support you, but I feel like it's too late to go back.
Even worse, you've hurt me twice. Anonymous mom, my mother. She's so excited to be part of your goddamn show.
I'd love to have her as a part of the show, but maybe musically. Maybe there's another avenue. Yes. If she'd like to come on and explain herself.
Yeah, all right. So,
did you get a good look at the driver?
No.
Oh.
No. I couldn't.
Male, female.
Couldn't look him in the eyes.
Like, it's hurt too
much. It was a lady.
You couldn't see through the tears that were welling up in your eyes when you saw it?
It's like when you see someone who is like a bum, but a bum who's like a real bum who's all fucked up, and you're like,
smell
this guy is going to be a bum forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just kind of avert your gaze.
Yeah.
His name is Tom Dirk, and I don't appreciate you.
Hey, he has a home. He has a cell, but he's very comfy. Right. Three meals
he's
a
housed.
Day.
He's housed. You're
three
right.
A day.
He might not own a house, but he's housed.
He is in a
housed
structure.
Have you ever wondered? No, I was making the joke about, like, you know, when people get drunk and they're like, I am so housed.
Yeah,
I never
like
understood
drunk.
That term. Yeah, but why would you be housed?
I don't know.
If shit you have to house. Go home?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Maybe you have to go home.
I guess, but like
housed.
I'm so carred. Oh my God.
Yeah, true. But that would indicate drunk driving, which we don't want to advocate on the show at all.
Helpful Snowman tip of the day number one, don't drink and drive. DUIs suck.
Yes. Is there any law though that prevents something that's more fun? I mean, do you ever feel drunk driving would be real fun? Driving would be fun.
If we were all drunk?
If you were, you're at a concert.
Okay.
You have to go home. It's 2 a.m.
Right.
What would make that drive fly by any faster?
A blowjob.
Than a couple belts.
A sandwich. A blowjob.
A blowjob and a sandwich.
Time.
Okay. Well,
Helpful Snowman tip of the day number two.
What combination of 9 things? I said, what one thing? If you were loaded, you'd just be home. You wouldn't even know.
That's... I mean, like, hypothetically, that sounds like a blast.
Yeah, but,
I've never experienced it, but I'm sure it would be fun in years past.
Yeah, it would.
Gotcha.
It would have to be.
So,
well,
by the way, no one
looked
up
the end,
Alex,
but I do have like,
record.
A game.
What? I've got the record.
No, I said no one look up Alex Criminal Record.
Oh, yeah. My name's not even Alex, fuckers. Good luck.
Don't Google his name and the word crimes. Or however, I don't know how you look up a crime.
It'll be crimes of passion, though. It'll be my best crimes.
I would do crimes minus of passion.
Yeah, because
then you wouldn't get
Peter's
those in there.
Peter's hard logic.
That's a little Boolean joke for everyone. Okay. I have a game.
Okay.
Sweet.
And it's comic book related. So I thought, Jack, we'd let you pick which one to play. Because I have 2 options.
All right.
So I have this Marvel encyclopedia that I was looking through, and I got a couple ideas. One is a game called Black or Not Black. Here's how it works. I give you the name of the character.
Gotcha.
So their superhero or villain name.
Okay.
And you have to guess if they're black or not black.
Okay.
If you guess correctly, you get 2 points. However, you can ask for a hint, which is their real civilian name. And then if you get it right from there, it's 1 point.
So if it was like Ronald Jackson or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because some of these real names, I have to say, are pretty
black.
Pretty much spoilers. Yeah. Race spoilers.
Or are they?
The other game is an occupation game.
Oh, okay.
So we've got a bunch of different guys. We got like 13 different guys and their comic book name. And then you have to choose A, B, or C, which one is their actual profession.
I like it.
Their mild-mannered profession?
For the most part, yeah. Some of them are their super profession. Is that a profession?
Superheroing?
Yeah.
That's what I have on my Facebook.
None of them, I don't think, say... There are some that say, you know, warrior or adventurer, for example.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I don't know why that's
I don't
a profession.
Know if that's a, yeah,
oh, I adventure.
But they get sick of it. They come home. The wife's like, how was your day, honey? Oh, fuck this adventuring.
You know, I thought
so
adventuring would be awesome, like you see on all the brochures.
It's not, honey.
My guidance counselor.
You try to tell your kid, you're like, Christopher, never get into adventuring.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's not all the adventure you thought. So Which one of those would you prefer, black or not black? It's all the game of occupation.
That's a tough call.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go black or not
black. Yes, I'm glad you said that.
Good.
But maybe we can throw a couple of the other ones in there later or something.
Sure. Oh, this game won't go away. Don't worry. So let me just queue up some good black or not black music here.
Song number two.
Let's see. Oh, my thing's not plugged in. I just heard it faintly in the back.
Like, talking
why
about
am I
like
this,
a
but not dead air. In the headphones.
See? Look, it turns
out. Ooh, nice.
Okay.
All right. Cool. So there are 21 questions. And I'm going to just keep track of your points.
By the way, for those who don't know, Alec has the severe upper hand on this one.
It's true. I'll probably know all of these.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
So we'll start with Jack.
Okay.
To give you an advantage. So character number one, American Eagle. Black or not black?
I want the 2 points, but I'm tempted to ask for the civilian name.
You gonna do it?
Yeah, give me the civilian name.
The civilian name is Jason Strongbow.
Really?
This is the Marvel Encyclopedia. I have nothing to do with this.
Is this a trick question or
no?
You can't say.
I just picked randomly.
Okay.
Well, I picked the whites randomly, I guess, or the non-black.
It turns out there's turning, not a ton of black.
Yeah, I'm thinking of going with the odds and saying not black.
Go for it.
That's where I'm going.
You're correct,
guys.
Not black.
What do you think that race Jason Strongbow would be if it were black?
Well, an American Eagle, I gotta say that man is Caucasian.
No, Native American, sir.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, actually, now that you say that.
All right, number two. Anaconda.
I mean, I don't know. I don't read comics. Fucking retard.
Number two, Anaconda.
Ooh. You know, I don't know. I'm gonna have to go civilian name.
Blanche Blondie. Sitsnitsky.
Why does he always get the easy ones?
I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to jump off a cliff here and be ballsy. Not black.
I got to say,
you're correct.
You got to say, as an interesting side note, if anyone was looking to get in the porn industry, look in this encyclopedia. Because so far,
these names,
two for two.
Just
American
wait.
Eagle, Anaconda.
Now, this one, unfortunately, does not have a civilian name. So you got to just go with what you got.
Ooh,
here.
You can get 2 points.
Yeah,
here.
2 points.
Yeah.
All right. Number three, Dirk Anger.
Ooh. You know,
no, we don't want to get into a racial discussion.
Dirk Steely McDrinkerstein.
Right.
I'm gonna have to go black.
Unfortunately, that is not a black man. I'm sorry. I don't have a no.
Is it?
Okay, number four.
All right.
Aisha.
Oh, I know. I thought she died in a plane crash after she was in that movie with Jet Li.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm glad to hear she's still alive and well. I'm going to have to go black.
I'm afraid that is not
Wow.
Okay.
Tricky.
All right.
What was her name, by the way?
Her real name is Paragon.
Oh, my God. So
wait. Her superhero name was Aisha.
Yeah.
But her real name was Paragon.
Don't you think if that was your real name, you'd just stick with that
just
as a superhero
that.
Name?
Yeah.
I'm Paragon?
Like, then everyone knows your secret identity.
That's true, I guess.
It's like if my real name was Spider-Man and I became Spider-Man, I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, they're like, Spider-Man! Yeah. You're like, it's pronounced Spider-Man.
I'm not that Spider-Man. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Number five, Battlestar.
That's a television show from the 80s. This game is fixed.
His last name's not Galactica. If that's a good clue.
You know, since we're tied, I'm going to have to go ahead and ask for the
real name, Lamar Hoskins.
No pressure, buddy.
Yeah. I just want to take this time to reiterate the fact that I did not invent any of this. Merely collected the data.
I wish that we could play this with the Jewish superheroes. So it could be like Morty.
Yeah.
Mortenstein.
Yeah. Larry Goldstein. All right. Sorry to interrupt you.
That's all right. I think I'm going to go black on that one.
You are correct for 2 points.
Shit, I need to see it. Here I thought it was a clincher for me to win.
Yeah.
Now behind.
Right. If fellas, I gotta pee.
Uh-oh. Pause time?
We could take a break.
Right. Let's, because
I will tell Peter the name of all the black characters that I do know. Or sorry, tell Jack while you go pee.
Okay. Wow. So brief score break. We've got Jack with 3, Alec with 1, and we'll be right back.
All
right.
Hey, watch this. You're gonna pull that alarm? Why not? It'll be fun.
That kind of fun can cost a life.
Barbecue!
False alarms are no joke. They keep firefighters away from the real action. And in this business, a few seconds can mean the difference between life and death. Remember, a firefighter's job is to fight fires.
Not answer false alarms. Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
One that Amy broke. Huh? That Daredevil. Oh. I found it.
Mm-hmm. Panic walls can't handle it. 10 days.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we, baby? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping more and more waves. That super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby. My first, my last,
my everything.
Yeah.
We're back.
With the second half of the game that's rocking the nation.
Black or not black.
Black or not black. So when we left off, we were at number 6, and it was Alec's turn, and he's embarrassing. 2 points
behind.
I am
2 behind. I'm shocked and appalled.
I know. Okay. All right. So here we go. Number 6, Black Bolt.
Black Bolt.
Yeah.
You know, I feel almost unfair about this, but I am well aware that he is not black.
That is correct.
Wow.
2 points.
We're tied up again.
Whoa.
Did you know of the Inhumans?
Do you know his real name?
Oh, that's this is harder for me. This is more fun.
This is a bonus.
I believe that
it is. Do you want to bet a point?
No.
Oh.
No.
No,
I do not.
No.
Because I think that it's something really stupid.
It's
like
really dumb.
Black Boltus or something.
It's Blackaga Boltagon.
I was damn close. I know. Yeah. I just remembered it was something like
you totally had the right right path.
Yep.
That's almost his Latin name.
I know, right?
Seems like totally.
Okay.
All right.
Jack, back to you with number 7.
Do this.
Black Mamba.
Ooh.
Mm. Isn't there a basketball player called that?
Yes.
There's also a
snake.
Snake called that. Yes, thank you. I kind of lost my train of thought there.
I think that there was also a character in Kill Bill called Black Mama.
Yes, Kill Bill.
Was she black? Was that the black lady?
No, she was not black. That's
what was
why,
her name?
I think she was Asian, wasn't she?
No, she was the white one.
That was
the sister.
Yeah,
and she lost her eye, and then she
totally
lost her
Hannah,
other
Hannah.
Ah,
what was she in? She
Hannah
was
Montana.
No,
that's the one.
Yeah. I haven't seen the movies.
Okay. No. You didn't see those?
Yeah, I did. I think I saw him. Is that the one in the third one? They just talk in a lounge.
No,
there's only hour? Two.
That's the one where the guy David, what was his name?
Who talks like this?
No.
Thanks for killing all those Chinese people for me.
No, not even kind of. It's the guy who hung himself when he was.
Yeah,
like,
David Carradine.
Yeah. Oh.
Watch it again.
He has a lisp.
Yes.
He has a really shitty Superman.
Watch it again,
maybe, man. Okay. All right. So.
Thanks for killing all those Chinese people and Lisa Liu.
Lisa Liu.
That was outstanding.
Lisa Liu is Lucy Liu's mom?
Sensational. Lisa Ling? Who the fuck was that?
No, Lucy Liu.
Oh, okay. What did I say?
Lisa Liu?
Whatever, man.
Lisa Liu who? All right.
Okay, so we had 7. Mamba. Black Mamba. And right now, it's all tied up.
I'm excited.
Oh, wait, is this the last one?
No, we've got 21.
All right, good. I was like, okay.
I'm gonna have to say Not Black.
You're correct.
Well, nice play, sir. Wow.
That puts you up to 5.
Puts me 2 behind again. What was the name, by the way?
Yes.
Tanya Seeley.
Oh, so you don't want to give that away.
If I heard Tanya, I would think Black.
Oh, no, I think like fat white woman.
Tanya Harding or something?
Okay.
Okay, here's one. Okay, and Jack got a no real name. This one also does not have a real name.
Okay.
Revealed. Unrevealed.
Unrevealed.
Black Talon.
Black Talon. I'm going to have to guess Black.
I'm afraid you are incorrect.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
Not Black.
Unrevealed.
Okay. Number 9, Blacklash. Kind of like Backlash, but with Black.
See, now, yeah, if I heard Backlash, I would definitely think Not Black.
It's a great name for like a 60s movement.
Blacklash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blacklash.
Blacklash, 62.
Starring.
I got to ask the civilian name.
I don't blame you.
Good call. It's Mark Scarlatti.
I'm going to have to go with Not Black.
You
that
are
one.
Correct.
Italian greaseball or not Italian greaseball?
Yeah. Okay. Number 10.
Right.
Blackout.
Blackout. Whew, shit. I'm going to have to go Not Black.
You are correct.
All right. What was the civilian name?
This was tricky, too. Civilian name, Marcus Daniels.
I'm glad I did not ask civilian name. Then I would have gone Black. All right, good. So I'm one behind now.
All right. Number 11, Jack. Blackwing 3.
Oh, the third, huh?
Careful. They can change races.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that.
It could be Blackwing the third. It's a Roman numeral, is what I wrote down.
Okay.
So it could be it's probably the third iteration.
So perhaps maybe. It was like a white guy from the 40s, and then his white cousin in the 70s took it, but then his black friend from the 90s?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. A lot of potential backstories.
I gotta ask the civilian name again.
Civilian name, Barnell Bohusk.
Probably a good call asking this.
Yeah, that's good. I'm going to have to say he was Black.
I'm afraid he's not Black, sir.
Really?
Are you
Barnell,
serious?
Not Black.
Wow.
All right.
That was the tricky one right
there.
That
hurt.
Number 12.
Okay, this took
and this
all
is
your
a
comments.
Stumper.
Okay.
Brother Voodoo.
Oh.
Again, after the break, I'd like to reiterate that I did not invent these.
Right.
Just collected them.
Here is the problem for me. I know so much about comics that I've screwed myself because the original Black Voodoo was a white guy, but the new Black Voodoo
Voodoo.
Or, I'm sorry, the original Brother Voodoo was white, but the new Brother Voodoo is black?
Okay, well, how about this then? I'll give you the name, the real name,
okay.
For free.
Okay.
So you can identify
okay.
possibly which
there
one
we
of
go.
The two.
Okay.
His real name is Jericho Drum.
Ooh, nice. I think that's the black one. We're going black.
You are correct.
Nice.
That is Black
right,
for 2 points.
All right. Brother Voodoo.
All right. Next.
You could call white people Brother Voodoo in the 70s, and it wasn't weird.
Hey, Brother Voodoo. My
What's
voodoo
up, brother.
Brother?
Give me some
oh,
skin.
Oh, boy. Okay. 13, Jack. Centurious.
I'm going to... Boy, I don't know.
You're
about
trailing
that one.
By 1 point.
I know.
At
so
this
I could
juncture.
Catch up
you wouldn't lose anything by asking for the name. You could
but
tie
if I,
me still.
But I could take the lead
That's true.
If I just guess
You
well.
Would,
Centurious.
I will say this. You will gain something in comedy by asking the real name.
Oh, well, in that case, what's the real name?
Real name, Dr. Okay.
Okay.
Noah Black.
Well, he's a doctor, so I'm going to have to say Not Black.
Oh, racist son of a bitch.
I'm afraid he's black.
Oh!
Equal opportunity
wow.
strikes.
When did that happen?
See right there, sir. That's why you're going to lose.
Number 14, Alec.
Yes.
Charcoal.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I almost hope I'm wrong here, but I'm just going to go black.
You're correct.
a black character's superhero name is Charcoal.
What was that civilian name there?
Charles Burlingame.
Ah. Mr. Burlingame? That
That's kind of a tricky one.
Away.
Yeah.
That,
well, unless you remember, don't forget my Uncle Charles, y'all.
That's true.
Okay.
All right.
Number 15, Jack. Chemistro. Yeah. Like chemist, R-O.
Right, right.
Maybe that's his name. Like R-E-O Speedwagon. It's not Rio Speedwagon. He's chemist, R-O.
R-O.
Could be.
I'm so far behind. I think I just got to take a shot in the dark.
See, why'd you turn it there? Down that racial road.
Take a shot in the dark.
Oh, I didn't even realize
with a gun. Martin Luther King
that
Jr. killer.
Seriously, unintentional.
With a fire hose. I get it.
Yep. And dogs. I'm going to have to say not black.
I'm afraid he's black.
Oh, what was his civilian name?
Civilian name, Curtis Carr.
Oh, you might have got it from that.
Curtis.
This is a good chance to come back, though. No civilian name on this guy.
Okay, so I have to. I'm all or nothing.
Number 16, Alec.
Yes.
Digger.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm hoping not black.
You are correct. He is not black.
Oh.
All right.
Look at that lazy digger.
Number 17, Jack.
Fool Killer. Is it Fool Killer?
Is it
F-O-O apostrophe?
F-O-O-L K-I-L-L-E.
So it's
not
spelled
Fool Killer?
It's not phonetic. It's actually spelled
Fool Killer. All one word, though.
Fool Killer.
Oh, really?
Fool Killer.
Achille the Fool.
Can I get the civilian name there?
Absolutely. His civilian name, Ross G. Everbest.
That's also the name of a company that produces punching bags.
Everbest.
Everbest.
Yeah.
That was no help to me.
I'm sorry. Yeah, some of these aren't very helpful.
I got it. I got to go black.
You are incorrect.
Oh, man.
Okay, brief score break. Jack, we've got 6. Alec, 11.
Here's the thing,
anyone's
though.
Game.
No. I think it's unfair that I've known a couple of these. I knew Black Bolt. Mm. I knew some other ones. How many more do we have to go? Tell me it's like
you
3
each
or
have
something.
2.
Then make Jack tied with me.
How about this? For everyone you get wrong, I subtract the 2.
Okay. And for Jack,
for everyone you get right. Yeah,
okay.
No subtractions for Jack.
So if I get the 2 points that I could have gotten wrong, I lose 2 points. Yeah. If I ask for the name and get it wrong, I lose 1.
And no names anymore. Oh, this next one doesn't have a name anyway.
Okay, all right. I like that.
All right, here we go. 18, and this is just his name.
Okay.
Lieutenant Marcus Stone.
Oh, man. Marcus Stone, lieutenant. Did they let black people become lieutenants?
It's not a very high rank.
It's high enough.
It's not the worst.
Marcus Stone. I'm going to have to guess black.
You are correct.
Oh.
All
right.
I don't know if there's anybody coming. All right,
Jack.
You might be able
Here
to.
Here we go. Rocket Racer. Rocket Racer.
Oh, boy.
I'll even give you the civilian name for free. Robert Farrell. Or Pharrell, perhaps.
Nice.
I don't know.
Do you think the black people race on rockets?
On anything.
Well, their legs.
Their legs. That's true. He's a fast guy, a runner, like the Flash.
Yeah.
Or how come the fast superheroes
Uday.
Are white?
That's true.
That is a good question.
It's a little fucked up.
Yeah, it kind of is. White people
don't like
that. Not fast.
Yeah. I always wondered, like, okay, if they made an Avengers movie, you know how, like, a lot of times they'll do something like, they're talking about making a Wonder Woman movie and having Beyonce.
Right.
Be Wonder Woman.
Just like, oh, it's a new century, everyone.
Yeah. I always wonder, like, maybe if they did, like, an Avengers movie, they make Quicksilver blank. Why not?
I know.
No one really cares about him. He's supposed to be a fast runner.
That's what
seems
they,
reasonable.
That's what they did with Nick Fury.
Yeah. That's
white true. Guy for years, black now.
That is true. That's true. I'm going to have to go black on that one.
Rocket Racer black.
Yes.
You are correct. All right. Alec, your last question.
All right.
Number 20. Rage.
Rage.
Alias Rage.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to take a shot in the dark, too, just like Jack
oh,
said.
Jesus. Nice.
Take a shot in the African-American and say black.
You are correct.
Oh, wow.
And racist.
Real name, Elvin Daryl Holliday. D-A-R-Y-L.
Wow. Why can't it be like harmony or happiness?
Peaceful guy who's doing a real good job right now on the streets cleaning up justice.
Good father.
Yeah. Real all-around guy.
Yep.
All right, last one. 21, Jack. Night Thrasher.
Night Thrasher.
Real name, Dwayne Michael Taylor.
Ooh, not a tough one anymore.
Sounds like a running back to me.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go black.
You're correct. So, Jack, you ended with 10. Alec, 15.
Ah, nice.
It was a very good showing for everyone, though.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about
that. I feel like you guys did well.
I also think that Night Thrasher plays on the Cowboys. I'm not sure, but I think he is a wide receiver.
Yeah.
He just got a contract.
Yeah, right out of college.
Well, how do you guys feel? Do you think we took care of business?
Yeah. I feel like we did not pick a song yet, but it was well worth listening to.
Round one, though.
Yes.
Is all wrapped up.
I feel like we helped some people realize that after a nice concert, you can either drive home drunk or get a BJ and have a sandwich.
Yes.
Right.
Either way, good times.
I'd prefer the latter. Anyone that's listening.
Well,
any female that's listening.
Yeah, I guess if I'm driving, I'd take the later, but depends on the day.
If you were the passenger, you wouldn't want a sandwich and a BJ at the same time?
Well, from the driver. Being drunk?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, well, gosh, I don't know.
All right, well, something
the thing about being drunk and having a sandwich is those things are up to me.
That's true.
BJ is kind of a team decision.
That's true. You don't just get to decide, I'd like a BJ.
Yeah, I'll have a BJ now.
You don't order a BJ the same way you order a sandwich. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm far enough in my life that I can get a sandwich pretty much whenever I'd like.
But you can't biggie size that BJ without help from another?
No.
Yep.
I can't. God knows I've tried. But it's just not there. It's
maybe not one day.
Yeah.
We can hope.
Hey, the future's bright, huh?
Yeah.
It's our 1990 vans.
Those rip removals are coming.
Thank you guys both for coming.
Hell yes. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Do you guys have anything special you want to mention?
I just want to give a shout out to all those black kids who are hoping to be superheroes. I want this to be a lesson to you. You too can have a really black name and a really black superhero name and become a superhero too.
Yes.
Black Spider-Man.
You can. But you can't make more than lieutenant.
Negro Superman.
Yeah, right. Lieutenant's as far as you'll go. But it's very respectable.
It is.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Time after time, I've given you all that I can. Now I'm weak and I want